Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Get ready for TalkSport's cavalcade of the catastrophic.
Bordeaux, as in the tapestry, yeah?
No.
This is the legendary Clips of the Week podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Clips of the Week.
Slightly surreal sitting in a pub in Moscow listening to On the Buses theme.
Yeah, I like it.
But there we are, the Clips of the Week. We bring them to you every Friday, and here they are. So, we start with Dean Saunders and Alan Brazil on breakfast discussing Jack Wilshere.
And where would be the best club in England for Jack to go?
In England?
Palace are interested, by all accounts.
Well, he's got to go to a football team.
Well, ideally, because his ice hockey's not what it was.
Or Wakefield Trinity.
That's right, yeah. Thank you, Dino.
Also this week, Jay Barton joined the boys on breakfast on the phone, and something weird happened.
We had obviously a new manager coming in and new staff in and around that, and I just wanted the lads to, you know, that
familiarity and feel comfortable.
I just got a bit of helium going on there. You just hear that little last bit again. It does go a little bit John Lennon, doesn't he?
You know, that
familiarity and feel comfortable.
Yeah,
it's good.
Weird, isn't it? Very, very strange. Should we get the TalkSport caller of the week to extra time?
Hey, David, the Villa fan. What do you want to say, mate?
Yeah, all I was going to say was I'm surrounded by negativity, but all the people, I can't actually speak. So carry on with your show.
TalkSport caller of the week.
He's not a mate of that bloke who had 10 shots.
I think you think drink had been taken?
Yeah,
I think he probably had.
Back to Alan Brazil now on England.
Were taking your calls in England, was last night's win a big step forward, or did it paper over the craps of a poor second half?
Paper over the craps.
Was that toilet paper?
Well, it can't have got quite possibly, I would imagine, yeah. Now, here's the Moose in Moscow chatting to fans from around the world.
See if I'm finding a bloke from Morocco. Hang on, just bear with me 2 seconds, boy. You're from Morocco?
Thailand.
Oh. Okay.
It's my favourite clip of the year.
Fantastic. They're not the two races that look particularly similar.
Not
really. I don't know where you got that from, really. Maybe they're wearing a Morocco shirt. It seems unlikely, doesn't it?
Of course. The Moose has built up a real rapport with the fans over here in Russia, as he proves here.
Moose, just a quickie. When you getting the big interview with Vlad?
Sorry, again. I missed that. Hang on a minute.
When you getting the big interview with Vlad?
Shut up.
Yeah, he loves football fans.
Telling the fans to shut up when they're singing. Dear me. This is Nigel Botherway on Fisherman's Blues with an awful story.
The angler was among hundreds of contestants at a match on the Sitaram River in Bandung, Indonesia, last Sunday afternoon. He hooked something large, but after wrestling with what he thought was a big fish, a dead man's hand pierced the surface. Oh, it sounds like something out of a horror film. He recoiled in horror, realising that the catch was actually the body of a man that had sunk to the bottom of the river. Police were called and helped to drag the body ashore. The man, oh dear, that is your worst nightmare, isn't it? It used to be a Wellington boot. I've never caught a Wellington boot.
Never mind your Wellington boot, no. It's just a guy in the river.
What
the Sitaram River in Bang. What a gear change that was. I've never caught William. Have you? He took us in a different direction there. Completely.
Terrible, really. One more from Alan now with another of his deepest depth moments.
And I tell you what, if they do win tonight, Iceland, I'm going to back the draw because I think that might happen.
Conspiracy.
Oh, the conspiracy. He's like a sort of Regency dandy, isn't he? Alan, oh, a conspiracy. And finally, it is Gary Taphouse and Perry Groves commentating on France versus Peru.
And it's Pavard who hooks it away on the far post and out for a throw-in right by the corner flag.
Brilliant defending by Pavard there, because Juric was just on his right-hand charder.
Charder? No need to
ask. Oh yeah,
that's close enough. We all like Sharda, don't we? He probably meant shoulder, but he may have meant Sharda.
Who knows?
Never know, will we? Anyway, thanks to everybody suggesting clips that were played today. That was Roger in Durham, Fergus from Froome, Jacob Newton, Lou Smorrels, Carlos Newton, Thomas Robinson, Pete Bradley, Ian Catterall, Paul Forrestal, and Leighton from West London.
Well done, guys.
Yes, thanks very much for suggesting clips. We're still playing the clips. We'll do it again next Friday. We'll be in Kaliningrad next Friday, post-England.
We'll be celebrating, hopefully.
Well, we'll be celebrating our safe journey through the qualification, topping the group, having handsomely beaten Belgium. So do send your clips into us, talksport.com/H&J. You can text 281089. You can tweet to TSHNJ, TSHANDJ. Give us a day and a time when you heard the clip, and it will play it like those guys. You'll get a credit. Clips of the Week podcast available a little bit later on this afternoon, as is our daily H&J podcast. We're bringing you through these opening stages of the tournament.
The goofs, the gaffs, and the humongous howlers. The TalkSport Clips of the Week podcast.
I ain't going to sit on the fence, but I think both.
Subscribe to the Clips of the Week podcast today and get the extended edition delivered to you direct every Friday afternoon.
See if I'm fan and bloke from Morocco. Hang on, just bear with me 2 seconds, boy. You're from Morocco?
Thailand.
Oh. Okay.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.